two new affordable housing complexes are opening in Anchorage this fall. Tenants have already started moving into the 18-unit Susitna Square in East Anchorage, but building the developments required much more than construction crews and moving vans. KSKA's Ann Hillman took a tour.
Come on up here.
Thanks.
I don't have anything I just moved from Sacramento, in November, and I have been living with my parents.
Mei Li walks up the newly carpeted stairs, paper slippers over her feet to keep the sparkling surfaces clean. For nearly a year, she and her three children have been living with eight other people in her mother's three-bedroom trailer.
Oh, it was three of us in one small room, and they live in a trailer. So it's really small, and then my son had to sleep in the couch. And sometimes he'll sleep on the floor, I felt bad for him.
Li is a single mom who moved to Anchorage to be close to family when her relationship fell apart. She found work within a month, but it took time to get housing she could afford while raising three kids on her own. Vacancy rates in Anchorage are less than 4%. Nationwide, it's closer to 7%. Li walks through the three-story, two-bedroom, one-car garage apartment, fawning over closet space, the new refrigerator, and the chance to have some privacy.
It's a workout, though. I'll probably lose some weight later on. Go up these stairs.
Li was one of 150 applicants for the 18 new units. Hundreds more applied for the 70-unit Ridgeline Terrace complex that's under construction in Mountain View. Brian Butcher is the CEO of the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, which owns the project. He says it took 3 years and a complicated mix of funding to get the projects built.
You know, it's always kind of amazing that we actually got from where we first talked about the affordable housing to actually moving in, because there's just, it's so complex to do what you have to do to get affordable housing built in the community.
The two projects combined cost nearly $30 million. Butcher explains some of the money came from the usual sources, grants, tax-exempt bonds, and state and federal funding. But another chunk came from a private-public partnership. The units qualify for tax credits because they're low-income housing and because they feature an array of solar panels that cut energy costs by 10%. KeyBank bought the tax credits, and the money went towards construction. Butcher says that's what made the new developments possible, and the process is repeatable.
So it's our hope that we're able to do this over and over again, not just in Anchorage, but all over the state.
Rent for the units is subsidized so that families only pay about a third of their income. But it's only for a limited amount of time for families with working adults. AHFC works with clients and case managers to help families manage their finances, improve their skill sets, and transition toward paying higher rents. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.